Time now for your letters. Some of you wrote about an essay 2 weeks ago that questioned the wisdom of anti-war protesters going to Iraq to become human shields. Simon Fitch of Bainbridge Island, Washington writes, "While I have my doubts about the human shield idea, these committed people are reminding us of a hard-learned lesson of the Vietnam era. You cannot destroy a village or a country to save it." But Nigel Bernard of Las Vegas, Nevada counters, "These insubordinates who choose to fight for Saddam are not Americans, neither brave nor heroic. In fact, they should be tried for treason upon returning to the U.S. if they do. What a disgrace they are." Now, 2 weeks ago, we spoke with the oldest voter in Chicago, Ms. Amazon Brooks, 105, who cast her vote for mayor last month by absentee ballot. Ms. Brooks told us her secret to longevity is to take care of your body, be clean, and mind your own business. From Miami, Florida, Susan Clemens wrote, "With all the negative and sad news in today's press, this story was an enlightening contribution. I would find it refreshing to hear from Ms. Brooks' book of wisdom each week." But a majority of your letters were about last week's conversation with Breton Barber. He's the 16-year-old high school student in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, whose T-shirt calling President Bush an international terrorist got him sent home from school. Mary Ellen Newport of Bowling Green, Ohio writes, "You said he was crazy not to believe that his T-shirt wasn't offensive. As an elected official, Mr. Bush deserves to be the object of public, controversial commentary. Political commentary can be emphatic, exaggerated, and extreme to make a point." But Tim Worley of Missoula, Montana wrote, "What Mr. Barber did is at least analogous to flipping off a teacher or public official and then crying free speech. This licentious attitude about freedom of speech is miles away from what our founders intended." Now, some of you wrote about author Todd Boyd's comments on the political power of hip-hop and rap music. Larry E. Brown, listening in Columbia, South Carolina, writes, "I work with substance-abusing teens and their parents. The kids are not listening to art or political messages. They are being assaulted with sounds and images of sex, violence, drugs, and antisocial behavior. Turn on the late-night cable TV channels and see for yourself. Dr. Boyd is out of touch in his assessment of hip-hop music." We welcome your letters. You can reach us at wesat@npr.org. And please tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.